the rest of the story. Mr. McWhirter has lived a fascinating life. He was born August 12, 1925, educated at Chesterton and Marlborough, served in the British Royal Navy from 1943 to 46, was a sub-lieutenant assigned to a minesweeper. After the war, he attended Oxford University, where he became a sprinter on the school's record-setting relay team. After college, he opened a fact service for newspapers and yearbooks and encyclopedias. He also published a monthly track magazine called Athletics World. And yet, if Mr. McWhirter's story is fascinating, it's not because of what you've just heard, but rather because he, Mr. McWhirter, is not one person at all, but two. And both persons did everything that I have just described, and this is the rest of the story. You see, there was a Mr. McWhirter, and there was another Mr. McWhirter named Norris and Ross. And all of the experiences aforementioned, they shared. Their educations, their hitches, their ranks in the armed forces, their accomplishments in sports, their subsequent careers, even their birthdays, identical. For Norris and Ross McWhirter were identical twin brothers, born 20 minutes apart. Their service in the Navy represents the first time they were separated ever. Sub-Lieutenant Norris was assigned, listen to this, he was assigned to the 2nd Escort Group in the Atlantic, later to a minesweeper in the Pacific. Sub-Lieutenant Ross was posted aboard a minesweeper in the Mediterranean. The twins met only once during the war in Malta Harbor when their two ships collided. Norris and Ross shared a lifelong interest in sports, and yet publishing was to become their profession. You might never have heard of either of them were it not for Sir Hugh Beaver, the managing director of the largest brewery in all of Europe. It seems that Sir Hugh was on a hunting trip one day. He was bird hunting and got into a dispute with his companion, an argument over which game bird was the fastest in the world. Both men had opinions. Neither knew for certain, so they went home that evening, each determined to prove his viewpoint to the other. But the information was nowhere to be found. And it was then and there that it occurred to Sir Hugh, why not publish a volume devoted exclusively to superlatives? When somebody wants to know what's the fastest bird, he'll have some place to look it up. His brewery could make the book available to pubs so that bartenders could more easily settle disputes among their clientele. And that's where the McWhirter twins came in. Remember, they'd started their own fact service, had made a business of providing various publications with obscure information? So, brewery executive Sir Hugh Beaver contacted Norris and Ross McWhirter, proposed this unique reference book, and 11 grueling months later, the twins produced the book, and since that day, more than 30 years ago, that volume has become a consistent worldwide bestseller. The definitive reference work of superlatives. The most, the tallest, the smallest. It's all there. Continually updated, it serves as the global yardstick by which everything is measured. And it all began with two identical twins, mutually fascinated by facts. Two brothers, commissioned by the Guinness Brewery. You've heard of the Guinness Book of Records, of course. Now you know the rest of the story.